Michael's Optical. Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer, Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic and extreme athletes. Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness, starting at 2. 40 years ahead of the science, you'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and more. Learn from the master, Gary Whiting, the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of radiant overall health. Tips from the master, Sunday, July 19th, Kennedy Club Fitness. For more information, go to GaryWhiting.com or 530-410-5270.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Is your body stiff and achy? Bones in the body start getting thinner after 40, but taking the right steps now can help with prevention of back pain and joint stiffness later on. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. A joint is any place in the body where two bones meet and are held together by connective tissues. As we age, our joints lose some of the fluid that lubricate them. We have around 350 joints in our body, which results in a lot of maintenance. Joint pain can significantly impact your overall quality of life, from basic tasks like walking through the grocery store or bending to pick up a dropped item, to the important moments in life like playing golf with friends or keeping up with your grandchildren. So here are the steps that could make your joint health easier. Regular low-impact exercise, such as walking, yoga, stretching, or swimming, can keep joints healthy and improve their range of motion. Even simple switches in your daily routine, like parking a bit further away from the grocery store entrance or taking the dog for a walk around the neighborhood. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, reminding you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles releases full guide on 4th of July celebration. Councilmember Chris Beal launches re-election campaign. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 53 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. With the upcoming 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park and more than 10,000 guests expected, the City of Paso Robles has released an information guide for visitors to help make the evening more enjoyable. The city says limited free parking is available in Barney Schwartz's paved lots, with off-site walking distance parking available across Union Road east of the Paso Robles Sports Club and east of Fire Station 3. There are designated rideshare and pedestrian drop-off pickups in front of the Barney Schwartz soccer fields. Parts of the park will be closed July 3rd and 4th for the formal setup. Road closures will also be in effect until the event has safely cleared. One road closure is Union Road at Highway 46, starting at 7 p.m. on July 4th. There will be no left turns allowed from westbound 46 or right turns from eastbound 46 permitted during this time. The fireworks show will begin at approximately 9:15 p.m. The city advises attendees to not bring their pets, alcoholic beverages, barbecues, or fireworks of any kind. Northbound traffic on the U.S. 101 slowed down significantly yesterday afternoon just north of the Cuesta Grade after an oak tree fell into the lanes of the highway. CHP says the tree fell at about 1:41 p.m., blocking the number one lane and some of the number two lane. Smaller vehicles are able to pass the tree using the number one lane, but larger vehicles were unable to pass. Traffic cleared later that afternoon as the tree was removed. Chris Beal launches re-election campaign for Paso Robles City Council District 1. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Current District 1 Paso Robles City Councilmember Chris Beal announced her re-election campaign on Sunday. During a kickoff party, Beal said, quote, "One of the most rewarding parts of this job has been helping residents understand how local governments work and how they can most effectively engage on issues they care about." Beal was elected in 2024 to represent District 1 after Sharon Roden was appointed to fill the seat until the election. Beal's campaign says she will focus on issues such as affordable housing, parks and community spaces, jobs and economic diversity, pedestrian and traffic safety, and helping residents navigate city government. So far, she is the only candidate officially listed for District 1 on the City of Paso Robles website. The County Sheriff's Office released a reminder for residents that all fireworks, other than permitted professional displays, are prohibited in all unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. The Sheriff's Office will be deploying maximum staffing throughout the county and taking a zero-tolerance approach to illegal fireworks violations. Penalties for illegal fireworks include $1,000 per violation. Crime Stoppers is offering a reward of $500 for information that leads to the identification and arrest of individuals possessing illegal fireworks with the intent to sell them. Templeton will allow fireworks to be launched on non-commercial private properties on July 4th from noon to 10 p.m. The Sheriff's Office wishes everyone an enjoyable and safe Independence Day holiday. The Grover Beach Police Department released a case highlight yesterday on social media for a case back in May. Police responded to a report of a burglary that occurred at Bob's Car Wash on the 200 block of West Grand Avenue. Officers were informed that a suspect broke into the door and stole coins. The Grover Beach Police Department says the suspect stole from the machine a second time, but was unsuccessful after several other attempts. Police identify the suspect as 43-year-old Anthony Chargula of Grover Beach, and that he resided just across the street from the car wash. Upon being arrested, Mr. Chargula was found to be in possession of a stolen cargo trailer with illegal firearms, ammunition, and property. He was transported to the San Luis Obispo County Jail, booked on several charges. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mariners beat the Angels 8-3, the Diamondbacks over the Giants 8-2, Dodgers beat the Athletics 9-3, the Cubs over the Padres 9-7, the Tigers beat the Yankees 9-3. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Athletics, the Padres will go against the Cubs, the Giants will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Tigers. In California news, on Tuesday, the state Senate's Elections Committee rejected a proposal that would block anyone listed in California's three-tiered sex offender registration system from running for public office. The vote was 2-1-2. A male juvenile was taken into custody last night for the alleged murder of an infant girl. Emergency officials were dispatched to the 1400 block of Lynn Oak Drive in Los Angeles County. They determined that infant girl had been thrown to the floor by a juvenile at the residence. The juvenile's arraignment hearing is scheduled for July 2nd. He has been taken into the Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall. A tenured professor at San Jose State University, California, was fired last year over pro-Palestinian activism on social media and on campus. After several appeals, Professor Sang Kiakil was granted her job back when it was ruled that the California State University system violated free speech laws. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Patrick Sanders, Director of Agronomy Enablement with Nutrien, talks about new sensing technology which allows producers to collect field samples and identify agronomic gaps more efficiently.
We do have some new sensing technology that is coming online that we're testing to take the samples in the field via some optical technology. We're actually by clamping the sensor on the leaf and understanding what those nutrients look like within that particular sample right there within like 5 minutes of taking the sample. That allows us to do sampling at a higher resolution within the field and target more areas, which gives us a higher resolution of understanding and therefore a higher resolution of being able to make a decision across the fields.
Once a gap is identified, application methods then shift towards an on-demand approach.
I think that the sentiment is to move on-demand in-season, you know, applications when you need them. We saw that with nitrogen, doing split applications in nitrogen, and that trend really took off. You know, you can do the same thing with nutritionals as you test within the field. Then it's really about dialing in what sort of nutritional or what sort of product you need to address that particular, you know, situation.
Sanders says a variety of products are available on the market to assist producers, but the right fit depends on the individual operation and its needs at any given time.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson, Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our big early summer special, 50,000 head of cattle on record-breaking prices for all classes with big, big demand. Our next sale is our big summertime classic that'll be July 20, 21, and 22. That consignment deadline is this coming Thursday on July the 2nd. If you want to be part of that catalog, get a hold of us at 866-616-5035. Go to northernlivestockvideo.com for all the details.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California Farm Bureau this month joined more than 100 agricultural organizations in a letter urging congressional appropriators to provide additional funding and staffing support for local U.S. Department of Agriculture offices of the Farm Service Agency and Natural Resources Conservation Service. The coalition highlighted growing concerns that staffing reductions, retirements, and workforce attrition have led to delays and service disruptions in USDA field offices across the country, including in California. The offices play a critical role in administering farm programs, conservation assistance, disaster relief, and technical support for farmers. According to the letter, several USDA agencies have experienced significant workforce losses during the past year, creating challenges for producers seeking timely access to programs and services. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning, then sunny for the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 50s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday next week. Low 80s Friday into the weekend and on Monday and Tuesday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower to start July. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh spoke today at a European Central Bank symposium. He failed to discuss whether the Fed could raise rates at its meeting this month. Warsh says when we get into that room and shut the door, we're going to have a good debate. I don't have much more for you. Kroger, the second largest grocer in the U.S. after Walmart, is buying Cincinnati-based Giant Eagle, which has supermarkets in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Maryland, and Indiana. Kroger shares opened down more than 0.5%. Cheerios parent company General Mills reported a better than expected quarter. The stock opened up nearly 9%. Nike shares opened lower. Investors were hoping for a faster turnaround, though it is seeing business pick up because of the World Cup. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at TaylorRanch1868.com.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
She grew up here, learned here. Built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They've been there since 1968. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Here we go, Johnny R.
I'm beginning to believe I get my kicks from being hurt. Instead of making love feel better, you just make it worse. You tell me go, then call me back, and then you set me free. Always come back to
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, sound off 12:30 till 2. Karen, she'll have first up Chuck Bell. He's a retired attorney, knows a lot about the election laws, rules, and history, and so forth. So they're going to take a look at examining the election. And then Julie Tacker will be in talking about an article that it's you must read in Calcoast News today about the airport dilemma at the in the city of darn near paradise. That would be Paso Robles, California, United States of America. Anyway, it all ties in and you'll see it. And to many, no surprise. No surprise. Let's see here. Oh, forgot about this. I did it last hour. So I've got my final two sets of tickets and the admission as well, general admission. For California Mid-State Fair, it's Treaty Oak Revival. They'll be at the fair Thursday, July 23rd. Again, I've got two. Email me, Kevin, at kprl.com if you want them or if you'd like to win them. And I will let you know through the email if you have won, and I will you'll know before noon today. That's the way it works. Okay, so on the text from last hour, where is it? Big round of applause to the city for losing money. This is at the airport. Also, they sent an airplane maintenance technician training to Cuesta South County campus from ACI Jet. Records searching seems like a job for AI. Perfect. Well, I've never asked. I don't know how difficult it is. We're all doing everything's on our computer. Another text. Let's see here. Why would the Paso Robles Joint Unified School District delete previous YouTube school board meetings? I think they said for legal reasons. I think. Don't quote me on that, but I thought I heard that they did it for legal reasons, which makes sense. They're only legally required to keep them 30 days, although many school districts keep them 90 days. So you might want to ask exactly, and if they just say legal reasons, maybe to specify instead of just legal reasons. Because that would be an interesting answer other than just legal reasons. Or they can hide behind the attorney and say, well, that's what our attorney told us to do. You can do that. It's like, well, the ad hoc committee said so, recommended it. Our attorney told us. So, all right, one more here on the, all right, this is backing up Chris. Because Chris put a big pop in my balloon last hour here and just.
You make it sound like I'm a schoolyard bully for doing that.
Okay, so we're going to use the term bully. That's great. Okay. you know what we used to do with bullies back in the day? You know?
I'm guessing hit them.
Hit's very nice. We would beat the double hockey sticks out of them. Anyway, here it is. My wife watches all kinds of streaming services. Last night was a great example. I'm in the kitchen, and I look over at the TV, and two guys are kissing while laying in bed together. Most of them, I look up and it's a commercial for HIV drugs and a bunch of odd people are looking at. Okay. Apparently people turn on their whatever thing and they're walking around doing chores. Now, I do that. I always have the radio on in the garage. Of course, there's nothing to look at. But I do have that because I'm listening for something and something may catch me. But with television, isn't the whole idea is to be able to watch it?
Yes, I understand the sentiment, but with the cultural trend, televisions are, or shows are actually kind of designing themselves in such a way that you can walk away from it and still know what's going on. Just from the audio.
Okay, so then I guess in respect, if you went way back, you could say that's similar to what they did with the radio dramas back in the 40s or even the 30s. You didn't, obviously, there was no visual, but the sound effects and so forth and the tones, you could decipher or interpret of what was going on. Either that or the scripts are so moronic that you know what's going on and you know what's going to happen. I think that was the beauty of some of the shows. I only saw them in reruns a couple of times, but who was it? Rod Serling? And maybe even Hitchcock shows that you would be trying to guess why the show was going along that you didn't know. It seems to me, and again, I don't watch a lot. I mean, when I say I don't watch a lot of TV, I really don't, but I'm generally watching older movie or ball game. That's generally what I watch. I don't, maybe, well, game. I love game shows. So I can't get half the answers right anyway. But it just seems from some of the ones that I've come across that you can pretty much figure out almost from the get-go what's going on or what's going to happen. Anyway, but again, all right, let's see. Oh, Chris, you'll like this. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and he's probably about your age.
Ooh.
And it is, he told me that phone companies can force you to buy a new phone. Is that true?
Not literally, but figuratively speaking, yes. They can, you know, refuse to update or repair your phone. That's a very easy way to do it, I'd say. Because, you know, once your phone is no longer being updated or supported, then eventually the idea is, well, buy the new thing and then we'll actually support you or repair your phone or something like that.
All right, so I could have texted you or emailed you because I went and asked my buddy Al about that today. And it said, yes, cell phone companies can force you to need a new phone. They do this through network, you just mentioned this, upgrades, software limits, and, well, contracts, of course. Cell companies update their networks to faster speeds like 4G or 5G. When they do this, they shut down older networks like 3G to free up space. If your current phone cannot connect to the newer network types, it will stop working, forcing an upgrade. Carriers sometimes mistakenly label perfectly good phones as incompatible during these network shifts. I'm guessing that's what happened to me on my phone from a couple of years ago. It was working fine, but they said I needed to update. So I have a 5G now, so would that be probably what happened?
Did you have a 4G before? Do you know?
I don't know.
Because I have 4G right now, so that, you know, I don't know what happened to 3G, but if that's the case, maybe 3G's gone and you had a 3G, but I'm still on 4G and I haven't been told to upgrade yet.
Okay, and how long have you had it?
About
7 years?
Yeah, close to seven now. I remember I got it back when I was in college, so yeah, about 7 years.
Okay. So anyway, the updates. Now, I know on just our regular computer that they'll be, you know, okay, they're going to do this, the update or the upgrade, and in some cases, some of the things that we pick up and need to pick up, it's not compatible. So the engineer has to do his thing, because we get updates like everybody on computers all the time. Says, do you want to update? Remind me later, et cetera, et cetera. Matter of fact, in the production room yesterday, I was having a problem doing some commercials because it was moving slowly. And finally, I did a restart and came up and says, update. And it wasn't one of these updates that took 30 seconds. It took like 15 minutes. So I don't know what was taking place there. Let's see here. Battery degradation. Phone batteries wear out over time. After 2 to 3 years, they cannot hold a charge as well as they used to. The problem, your phone may die quickly or turn off randomly. Now, here's something else that, again, in this conversation I had yesterday, Chris, that this person told me that with the battery part is that it can wear down because the phone companies are sending you all this stuff constantly. And it, you know, it drains the power on your phone more rapidly. Is that something you've experienced?
I haven't experienced it. I don't know about it, but I would most certainly believe it. After all, you've run into the issue before where, do you remember one time where you had me look at your phone and you said, how the heck do I get rid of all these apps? I didn't even download these.
Right.
And I told you, well, that's just part of having the phone. They'll download them for you without your permission. Well, downloading stuff takes power, takes battery.
Right. Okay. So then, yeah, then your battery works wears down quicker than it normally would if you're not one that uses a lot of apps. So therefore, that you can't do that. Now, I haven't had the same issue with this when I switched over to Google Fi. Matter of fact, because I am regularly checking and deleting things not all the time, but every day. You know, the phone calls, except, you know, ones I need to save, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't have the apps showing up like on the it was Verizon. I mean, there were apps just popping up left and right all the time. And I was going in, deleting them. With this new, I haven't had that. But now there, let's see here on this battery. It says you may not necessarily need a new phone. You could simply pay a local repair shop or the manufacturer to replace the battery.
If they have one, and that's another part of it too. They actually need the parts to replace the battery, and sometimes they'll just say, oh, we don't got any.
Well, what do you mean the parts? Isn't a battery just a battery?
Yeah. That doesn't mean they'll have one, though.
Oh, I thought that one of those phone batteries that you just, you know, little round, whatever they call it, I thought that that was just kind of a... So each phone is, or not phone, or whoever the company... They have specific batteries. It's not like you can just go buy a AA battery or anything.
It is not. You can't just buy a AA battery. There are phone batteries that you usually buy from manufacturers or that, you know, stores buy from them.
Okay, but it has to be, it's specific. It's what I mean by, you know, just a regular battery. I can buy an alkaline or something else, and it's still going to fit into my wall clock. I mean, work in my wall clock.
Right.
But you're saying specifically with the phone manufacturers, not any one of those batteries will work.
Not all of them will work with every phone, yes. Some phones are designed to share batteries across generations sometimes, but other times, usually batteries are just good for one type of phone. Not only that, but it's also worth mentioning that if you don't know how to do it yourself, you know, open up a phone and change the battery, which is harder than it sounds, you got to go to somebody to do it. But it's also possible that whatever shop that you go to doesn't have anybody trained to replace the battery on your phone. I know it sounds silly, but opening those things up and replacing something in it, you need to train an employee to do it. So that way, nothing goes wrong, or at least you can have a good chance of nothing going wrong, because a lot can go wrong when you open up a phone. And if something is outdated enough, they simply will not have the employees trained to open up that specific kind of phone.
Okay, when I look at a phone, you know, again, I think back to the one I had before this one. They look the same. Matter of fact, they're basically the same models.
But they're different on the inside.
So you can do damage to it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, as my wife and I say quite often, nothing's easy anymore. Amazing. Hi, good morning.
Nothing is. Question of this war on terrorism.
Uh-huh.
When will it ever be over?
No.
Do we need to modify that law so it's more subjective to the terms of the War Powers Act, or is that...
I'm not sure any of those treaties or acts, whatever you want to call them, that they are worth the weight or worth the ink that they're signed on. I mean, how many treaties, you know, just within the last 150 years have the United States signed with other countries that are, not all of them, but basically they don't mean anything. And when we hear of the threats of enforcement and so forth, what happens?
Yeah. I mean, because with the last war on terrorism we declared back, what, 20-some years ago?
I can't keep track.
The president doesn't have to ask for Congress approval anymore.
Well, okay, so what if somebody were to say, kind of like what Tom Folks mentioned the other day about MAGA people, what if we were to take seriously and completely eradicate groups or even countries that want to continue to terrorize people around the world? What do you think would happen?
There wouldn't be anyone left.
Well,
very few.
Well, there would be people left, but what I'm getting at is, are we really going to take this seriously, or are we going to? This is just something that we have to live with forever.
In an imperfect world, yes.
Right,
have to deal with stuff.
You probably have heard, going back to when, let's just say, even Desert Storm or 9/11, rather, that certain regions in this world need to be extinguished. And that would be involving basically wiping out a country or a civilization, wouldn't it?
Correctly, when people talk about that, I mean, people talk about too many people in the world, so that's one way of doing it.
Well, that
even though there's probably not too many people, but that's a
there are some groups out there that they will debate you on that. That we have, I don't know, was it 6 billion people on Earth?
And something that, like that.
And then it's too many because of, you know, a lot of reasons. One would be the environmental reasons. And some of the other reasons are for because we can't sustain that many people and their living style is inhumane. And that's not right. None of these people have offered to extinguish themselves, though, to be less of a problem.
Most people start with yourself if it's too many.
Well, but you see, they're more important than the rest of us.
We have heard that a lot from people.
Yes. So what's your solution? Do you think, or your thoughts, that we just have to live with this and control it?
Going back to a Bible study, a guy named Lot, living in a place called Sodom. He didn't do his learning to live and go with the flow, sort of, but he didn't involve himself. But eventually the whole place, he had to drag him out of the place, and the whole place got destroyed.
Okay, so let me put this in today's realm. Would you agree that the morality and the character of America has changed dramatically in the last 30 years?
Yes.
Do you think that will ever go back?
Not if we individually don't try to change it one person at a time.
Well, I don't know how we can do it one person at a time. I'm looking at the rules, regulations, and the morals of the people who are in charge, and some of the drastic, terrible things that they do, whether it's lying, cheating, fraud, trying to force things on people that are too young to understand what's going on. I don't know how you fundamentally change that, because you have generations of people that have grown up this way.
Correct. Yes, I agree.
So, anyway, well, I'm up against the clock, but I always appreciate your phone call, sir.
Take care.
You too. Gonna exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. With the upcoming 4th of July celebration at Barney Schwartz Park and more than 10,000 guests expected, the City of Paso Robles has released an information guide for visitors to help make the evening more enjoyable. It includes a list of all parking spaces and drop-off options, as well as road closures. Current District 1, Paso Robles City Councilmember Chris Beal announced her re-election campaign on Sunday. Beal was elected in 2024 to represent District 1 after Sharon Roden was appointed to fill the seat until November 2024. So far, Beal is the only candidate officially listed for District 1 on the City of Paso Robles website this coming election. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. You'll never see anything like this, says President Trump. His first flight on the new custom Air Force One donated by the Emir of Qatar.
We're very proud of this. The country's very proud of it.
To dedicate the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library in North Dakota, complete with a Rough Riders ceremonial escort when he gets there. And he's given Congress a task.
House Speaker Mike Johnson now says that he and Congress are going to try to do what the Supreme Court couldn't yesterday in a very quick and efficient way. They're going to try to change the law to end birthright citizenship.
Fox's Peter Ducey, a socialist challenge for America 250.
One tonight.
Maylot Quiroz beat 15-term Congresswoman Diana DeGette in the Colorado Democrat primary, but Senator John Hickenlooper bested progressive challenger Julie Gonzalez. America's listening to Fox News.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Going to be sunny later on. Highs right around 70. Couple of clouds. Not too bad, though. Mostly clear. Lows right near 50. Mid-70s for your Thursday here in the North County. And Friday, low 80s. Low 80s for your 4th of July celebration. Low 80s on Sunday, Monday. Mid-80s Tuesday. Upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 11. Up and down, 5:51 a.m., 8:23 p.m., we are at 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by the good folks at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. All right, let's see here. Once again, the Pioneer Day, Paso Robles is looking for Pioneer Day Bell nominees for 2026. 7 and 17, the 19 must be living or attending high school in Paso or Templeton. High school senior graduating class of 27 and a family that settled in Paso Robles area prior to World War II. Simply go to Pioneer Day Bell, bellscourt@gmail.com. It's that easy. Also, heading up north to San Miguel, it is the San Miguel Senior Center. Meals Connect Wednesday, excuse me, Monday and Wednesdays, 11:30 till 12:20. Seniors 60 plus, free hot lunch, and then they've got a little bingo the second and fourth Friday of the month. That starts at 5:30. Bingo starts promptly at 6. Buck aboard, and that's on Main Street there, 601 12th Street, and also chair exercise Tuesday and Thursday, 4:30 to 5. Enjoy. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and of course, dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Moving right along here, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Speaking of batteries, if you need one for your watch, they can do it. Very easy. All right, a short list on this July 1st here. Leading off is C.J. Swanston, Reagan Barnhart, Judy Buckman, Philip Baker, Gail Osborne, Aiden Ross Wolf, Becky Paulus, and last and not least, Bill Richard. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and all on my right-hand side. Charles Laughton, pretty darn good actor. He was in, wasn't he in Witness for the, The Witness for the Prosecution is a great movie. He was born in 1899, died in 1962. The funny guy used to be on The Really Big Shoe. Myron Cohn, 1902, 1986. William Wyler, the director, wow. He was born in 1902, died in 1981. Estee Lauder, the cosmetic mogul, 1908, 2004. Alvino Ray, the band leader and musician, 1911, 2004. Willie Dixon, Blues Hall of Famer, 1915, 1992. Oh, yeah. Olivia de Havilland, Gone with the Wind, 1916, 2020. Farley Granger, pretty good actor, 1925, 2011. Rockin' Robin singer. Bobby Day, 1928-1990. Leslie Caron from Gigi, 1931. Jamie Farr from MASH, 1934. Sidney Pollack, the director. He was born in 1934, died in 2008. Karen Black, Easy Rider, 1939-2013. Delaney Bramlett, remember Delaney and Bonnie, 1939-2008. Rod Gilbert, played primarily with the New York Rangers. He's in the Hall of Fame. 1941, Debbie Harry from Blondie, 1945. Fred Schneider from B-52s, that's Love Shack. 1951, this guy just died yesterday, Victor Willis from The Village People, 1951. His skits on Saturday night with the blender and stuff were just great. Dan Aykroyd was born in 1952. Pat Donovan, big tackle with the Cowboys, 1953. Who else do we have? Pamela Anderson, the whatever, 1967. Who else on this list? Nelson Cruz, he's a pretty good baseball player. He's born in 1980. And Storm Reid, the actress, 2003. Dying on this day. Oh, he was so good. Michael Landon died in 1991. The best ever, Wolfman Jack, 1995. Walter Matthau, 2000. Marlon Brando, 2004. And who else passed away on this day? I'm sorry, I've sinned. Jimmy Swaggart in 2025. All right. Was that it? I thought that was it on the list. Hugh Downs passed away in 2020. Carl Malden, he died in 2009. Robert Mitchum, 1997. Margot Hemingway, 1996. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, oh, what an Olympic athlete he was. Dominated in the sprints and long jump for many years. Carl Lewis goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Northbound traffic on the US 101 slowed down significantly yesterday afternoon, just north of the Cuesta Grade, after an oak tree fell into the lanes of the highway. CHP says the train fell at about 1:41 p.m. and blocked the number one lane and some of the number two lane. The County Sheriff's Office has released a reminder for residents that all fireworks, other than permitted professional displays, are prohibited in unincorporated areas of the county. They'll be on a maximum enforcement period with a zero-tolerance approach. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Carl Lewis won 9 Olympic gold medals, 1 Olympic silver, and 10 world championships. He was a dominant sprinter and long jumper. His career spanned 1979 to 1996. For a sprinter and a long jumper, that is absolutely amazing. He's one of 6 athletes to win gold in the same individual event in 4 consecutive Olympic Games. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.